Update. Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Fueled by Frank and Honest Gourmet Coffee. The perfect blend to kickstart your day. Barista quality coffee available at Centra and Supervalue.
Did you know that migraines are the sixth most debilitating illness worldwide? Now, I'm not surprised by that stat, but I'd like to know, can food trigger migraines? Well, joining me on the line now is dietitian Orla Walsh. Please, God, tell me you're there in Extension 1. Hi, Orla.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
A bit relieved that you can hear me.
Oh, God, so am I. Now, let's start with the stats around migraines. Can you just explain what they are?
Okay, so migraines, they affect around 12 to 15% of people. It's three times more common in women, but obviously it's still migraines still happen with men. It is the WHO, now different statistics. It's basically, it's a neurological condition, seventh most disabling one in the world, and it's the fourth for women. They're very individual. They differ so much from person to person. And depending on the symptoms when they strike, it can last on average, generally speaking, from 4 to 72 hours. But I myself have had ones that have lasted longer. So that is just a guide.
Can I just ask you, because I said I was speaking to my friend about this recently, and I was, because she's pregnant and she never really suffered with them before. Would this trigger migraines?
Yeah, absolutely. So headaches can be common in pregnancy, and sometimes it's hard for them to diagnose whether it's a headache or migraine. It just depends on the symptoms. Now, the GPs have really good pathways that have been created for them to help them diagnose for people, but they're really something else. You see, the thing about migraine is sometimes they happen without headaches, but generally speaking, it's headaches. But it's not just a bad headache. It's all the other symptoms that come with it. And they're often the ones that are the most crippling to the person.
What's the difference then? What's the difference between a really bad headache and having an actual migraine?
Well, I suppose it's the neurological symptoms that come alongside them. You know, nausea, vomiting, sensitivity to light, sensitivity to noise, smells, all are fairly common. Other things like blurred vision and then, you know, pretty bad stiffness in the neck and shoulders. Some people get auras, some people don't. And some people, their migraines sometimes will come with auras and sometimes they don't. Auras are things that, you know, they kind of precede the headache, or they can happen on their own. And they could be things like blind spots and flashing lights and seeing zigzags. And, you know, you can get things like pins and needles and muscular weakness and loss of coordination, slurred speech. I myself get slurred speech and I have difficulty finding words. And, you know, sometimes I lose the muscles, the ability to use my muscles on the right side. So my right side of my face would droop.
Wow.
So I'd look like I'm having a stroke.
Oh, my days. And have you always suffered or did something? What causes it?
Yeah, so it is a case of blame your parents, because there is a, you know, they usually are inherited. But interestingly, in my case, it's blame my granny. But, you know, they're trying to understand them more and more. And the more they understand them, the more they can find medications. And there's lots of different routes that you can take in the medication route. And also, of course, with lifestyle as well, you just want to combine all elements. You see, it's a case of, it really does impact someone's life, their quality of life. In some ways it's a pain disease because it's so debilitating. Mm-hmm. The pain is like nothing you've ever experienced. And you know, it is a cause for people to miss work. And you know, people who work in A&E would, you know, regularly have people coming in with migraine thinking that they're having a stroke, and stroke has to be you know, they have to do the certain tests like CTs and MRIs to rule out stroke in those cases, because the symptoms can parallel.
So let's talk about diet. I mean, that's why you're here. Does diet play a part?
Yeah, it does. It's more holistic. It's more lifestyle.
Okay.
So If someone suffers from migraine, they'll know exactly what I mean when I say, you know, you would want to keep away from the edge, you want to keep away from the threshold. So you kind of feel the migraine brewing, if you will, and you can feel yourself getting closer and closer and closer to it. And lifestyle is incredibly important to keep you away from the edge so that you don't fall over and once triggered. For everyone, it's different. Triggers are thought to be implicated in around 40% of attacks. And it's just trying to find what are the most important triggers for you. You know, there was a review, now it was a while ago in 2014, but, you know, stress is a trigger, and that can be stress going through a stressful event or the come down from a stressful event. But then other senses can be involved. So visual triggers or your smells or, you know, auditory. So things you hear. Mm. As well as other things like fatigue, you know, not sleeping enough. A lot of people would blame the weather as well. I would too. Alcohol can be a trigger, but that may also be due to dehydration, as well as hormones. Hormones are a big one.
Oh, hormones. Hence some people getting when they get pregnant. That could be.
Yeah. And also around their period or ovulation as well. It's hormonal changes.
So, Orla, what are some prevention methods you can recommend to anybody listening?
Well, I would keep a diary, and there's great apps out there, or you can keep just an old school paper and pen sort of diary and try and find the trigger for you. It can be difficult because something is likely only to trigger if you're close to the threshold. So, you know, you have to kind of understand your own body and just pay attention. And once you understand and know the sensations of it brewing, then and bringing yourself closer to the threshold, then keeping a diary during that time is really helpful because it'll help understand what pushed you over, what over the edge, which, you know, it may have just been bad luck and it may have been other things. I suppose in terms of diet, it's important to keep your blood sugar levels nice and stable. This means kind of balanced meals. So high fiber carbs with lots of protein, fat and fiber at all meals. So keep that balance at all meals. Avoid long gaps. So do have a snack if there is a long gap between meals. Because that can be a trigger. And then other things, it just depends on the person. There's some interesting studies coming out on nitrates. So nitrates naturally found in food and added for food. So the likes of rashers, which have it's been added, or beetroot, which is naturally found in it. Electrolyte balance, so that's important. So you want to stay hydrated, but you also, we get plenty of salt in the Irish diet. So we probably need to focus on potassium containing foods and magnesium. Containing food. So potassium, everyone thinks the banana or oranges, but also spuds, as well as magnesium containing food. So pumpkin seeds are a great source. So that's something people can add in. And then with coffee, it's your friend and foe. So some people will find that a coffee can help push them away from the threshold, while others it drops them over the side. So you just need to understand how coffee is with you. And, you know, if you drink coffee, definitely don't give it up very quickly to see if that's a trigger, because that will trigger it, giving it up quickly. And then there's other things like artificial sweeteners, perhaps sulfites, tannins, tyramine. And this is often why people might blame red wine and aged cheese. But thankfully, that doesn't bother me.
You suffer yourself. So what do you find helps when you get them?
Oh, just darkness, cold. It has to be in the cold, it has to be in the dark. You know, it's the nausea and vomiting. Sometimes I don't know if I'm suffering hyperemesis or I'm just having a 40-week migraine, because they're all very similar. I would just encourage people at the holistic approach, join the Migraine Association of Ireland. They're fantastic. I like the Migraine Buddy app, but everyone's different. You might find that some supplements help as well. So there's an interesting research in magnesium and vitamin B2, as well as some of the herbal stuff like Feverfew. I would also encourage, you know, if it's a PMS kind of thing, to perhaps vitamin B6 around that time might help. With pregnancy, it's interesting. Some people get relief. So like I said, I'm not sure if I have hyperemesis or a 40-week migraine, but I would have told you that my headaches reduce in my pregnancy. So that helps. But other things too, like stuffy rooms are a huge trigger. And they're certainly a trigger for me. And, you know, and I guess it just differs so much, and it's really frustrating. But there are lots of medications, and there's some fantastic neurologists in Ireland. My favourite being Tubridy.
And potatoes.
Oh yeah, potatoes. I do love potatoes there, and I am an ambassador for potatoes. But certainly because they contain carbs, which are, you know, you want to keep your blood sugar levels balanced, fiber, which helps that. They have a big water content, so they usually contain at least 80% water. So that combined with the potassium can help, I suppose, with hydration. But potassium's good at blood pressure control, which might also be important. But they also provide other vitamins like vitamin B1 and vitamin C.
Amazing, great advice, and best of luck to you. I hope they, I hope you don't get any in the future, because they just sound so debilitating. They sound awful. I've never had one, but
they are suggested that they decrease with age.
Okay, I met an 8-year-old
and they stopped when she was 72. So, like, you know, I'm excited for the future.
You're excited for that. Okay, well, listen, thank you so much for coming on the show. That's Orla Walsh, and you can check out Orla's website, orlawalshnutrition.ie. Back after these.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.